Grab your coat and get your
hat.
Leave your worries,
leave your troubles on the doorstep.
Just direct your feet,
to the sunny side of the street. Oh yeah, can't you hear
a pitter pat?
Oh yeah,
and that happy tune is your step.
Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street.
Take it, Dan Strauss. Take it.
In the shade.
See, now you're being silly, see. I wanted the voice of the real singer, the real Dan. The Dan.
Not afraid.
Yeah, see, that
hey,
Dan.
Hey, Jack. Yeah. It's Rover.
I've nothing else to do, and I've nowhere else to go.
What was that from?
If I ever had
that was one of our management people.
I'll be
Feller.
Part of a recording that was made at his psychiatrist's office.
I see.
Confidential leaked information. Good afternoon, everybody. It's Thursday. Thursday is a big day here because Scott Sherman takes over the 4 o'clock hour and gives us a chance to hear all your legal issues you're going through and gives him a chance to help you. He's helped a lot of people. So that's the 4 o'clock hour. I'd like to start off by saying that I called it yesterday. I said the Cubs would win. I know Dan's not happy, Peon's not happy, but I was right. They did, and they worked for it, and they earned it. And for all the games I don't watch, because I'm not a sports guy, I am so glad I watched that one last night. That was a real ball game.
That was crazy.
Whether you like the outcome or not, that is what I think anybody would want from you get your money's worth. You got 10 innings. I mean, my goodness, tied in the night. It was perfect. It was a great game. You have to admit it was a great game.
Oh, it was a good game. I liked it. Still, the best World Series game ever, to me, in the history of baseball.
I'm going
to
guess the Cardinals were in it.
Game 6 of the 2011 World Series.
Is that the David Freeze
yes.
thing?
Yeah.
See, yeah. I knew that. How about that?
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, I was there for that game.
I was too.
I've been to 8 games my whole life. I was there for that. I watched this one. I haven't watched a ball game all year. But I'm glad I did. And Chicago, you know, tonight, for the next couple of days, is just going to be insane. Now, I have a suggestion, and I want somebody to tell me why this isn't a good idea. When they cut away and they got a shot of Wrigley and all those people out front.
Yeah.
Why didn't they let them in the stadium and show the game on a big screen? Wouldn't that have been kind of cool to do and have concessions and fill fill Wrigley with Cardinal Cup with Cup fans rather? Why not do that?
And they've done that before with other cities when they've gone to their stadium and they've had
Cleveland
it on the big
did
screen.
It. Cleveland
I just
did
to
it
me
this
it's
year.
a natural thing to do. The last game, 7th game, it's not at home, so let's make it feel like it's home. And I watched those people outside and I thought, let them in, let them sit in the seats in the stadium in Wrigley and watch it. Next best thing to having the game there.
Yeah, they kept showing all those people out there on Addison. That's Addison Avenue out there.
And they didn't even have a big screen projector. It was just a score crawling on some signage.
Yeah.
So those are true fans, and I just thought, wow, let them in. That was my only, the only thing I couldn't figure out. I just thought that would have been so easy to do. And what great PR, and I don't know how you decide who gets in, I guess like any other game, the people that you call and get their make it free. The first, how many does Wrigley hold? It's not that many. How many
37
seats?
Or something.
Yeah. The first 37,000 people that you know, jump at it, get it. And you have to get that way. Nobody gets a special treatment because they have a lot of money or whatever. That was it. So welcome, everybody, to November 3rd edition, Opinions Playhouse, the whole show, actually. Welcome to this edition of the whole show. You know, when every time I hear 3rd of November,
yeah,
it makes me think of another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was a 3rd of
November.
Oh,
wait. Oh, it's June. Okay.
You know what we figured out?
I was close.
Just
what?
A little while ago? You forgot this yesterday.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No. We did it yesterday.
Are you sure?
Go, yeah. Go back and listen. I am.
Because we went right into
Johnny King.
Johnny King yesterday.
Okay, I'm not sure.
And then.
Yeah.
Well, you know what we do when that happens?
What's that?
We do it twice.
No, we didn't. No, I don't. No, think
we're
that's
doing
one
it.
Of
no,
the rules,
no, we're it? Doing it twice. We're doing it twice because if you don't hit it now, it's going to make you sound really bad. You know, I know to a lot of people, this is the. This is the morning after. This is the morning after the seventh game, big world series. To me, it's just another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
There you go.
There you go.
Sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Right. Blame it on Johnny. Johnny King. Now, let me ask you another question here before we really get rolling. Why do you think all the other radio people, and even in this building, hate us? Why do you think that is?
Because we're so good.
Jealousy.
Yeah. What it is.
And the reason I say that, and I've heard him do this before, the guy on before us, John Carney, said minutes ago, okay, well, coming up on the, not in these exact words, but basically saying we're coming to the end of the show, stay tuned, Frankie and the girls will be here.
Now, and the girls?
Now, what is that? What is that all about?
Yeah,
Frankie
he
and
he
the
girls.
He called
before,
you guys girls.
That. Ladies, Frank and the ladies.
I don't know what that means. I think it's him attempting to say that you guys are effeminate.
Mm-hmm.
Or that maybe you're transgender or gay or whatever. Frank and the girls.
I
don't like it.
No.
Because I don't like you guys being called girls because I know you're men.
Yeah, thanks.
Well,
you,
I think
you
it's
shouldn't
sexist,
like it either.
Too, because he's almost saying like we're... lesser than
we're inferior, we're subpar, we're not
so
that good, so they must be girls. That's the way I hear
saying,
it.
Yeah,
I hear it as sexism.
Well, that makes me mad.
No, it really doesn't. But he said it today, and I thought, why do you? We don't ever say anything negative about anybody else that works here.
No, we don't.
Never have and never will.
No,
that's just our we have sort of we've made like a pact, and we're not going to do that.
He had a camera in there filming him. I don't know really what that's all about.
Yeah.
It's about that he wanted a camera filming him.
Really?
I don't know what it's about either.
I think he's a little jealous of the morning show because they're on 11.2.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that and too, then jealous of us.
Yeah,
now we're the girls. Yeah. I get it. Now I'm going to do something that I think is going to be okay with the listeners, and then we'll get into... we'll get into the Burke segment and all that, but I want to do this because I think it'll be entertaining. Here's what we're going to do. I want the election's Tuesday. We're getting close. We do very little political talk. We don't have discussions. We don't get on the phone, argue with people about it. But I think this would be interesting. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give each of two people 1 minute. And you call Dan, I'm going to give you the numbers, and you're either going to do 1 minute telling everybody why they should vote for Hillary, or I want you to take a minute, if you're on the other side, and tell everybody why they should vote for Trump. We're not going to argue with you. We're not going to dissect it. You get a minute to tell everybody why, and don't use it to trash the other one. Don't, if you're for Hillary, don't go on and go, here's why you shouldn't vote for that scumbag Donald Trump. No, no. You have to tell us what it is about each of these candidates, and it's only one person for each candidate, so if you're the lucky one to get through, and I just think it'd be interesting to hear what each side has to say from regular people, not some campaign official or, you know, the head of the whatever, just people listening. So here are the numbers. Most any cell phone, star KTRS. I'm going to go pull the screen up here so Dan, if you know who we get. And just Dan, just put up there the name and put Hillary or Trump, okay? Most any cell phone, star KTRS. Other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. All we need is a first name. This is your, look, if you're passionate about your candidate, here's an opportunity for you to tell at least this little part of the world why they should vote for your candidate. And that's it. No debating, no arguing, no supportive, nothing. We'll just let you go. And that'll be our contribution to
this madness.
To this madness. And that's about as far as we'll take it. I just find it has been an educational campaign, a 2-year campaign. It has been depressing. It's been laughable. It's been infuriating. It's been everything. It doesn't matter which side you're on. You've laughed at it. You've been appalled. You can't believe it. And I don't think there has been or will ever see. Look at this. Nobody wants to do this. This is interesting.
No, he's in the process of, yeah.
In the process of what? Learning how to use the equipment that's been here for 40 well. Years? He's been sitting at that desk for 19
okay,
and
so
a half
far
years.
We have two Hillarys. We have Scott for Hillary and Dave for Hillary.
Why don't I see the names on the screen?
I'm popping them up there now.
Okay. I'll tell you what. Bring Dave up here for Hillary. Dave, are you there?
Yeah, hello.
All right, Dave, we're going to put a clock on you here. Peon, help me do this. You have 1 minute. Do not trash the other candidate. Tell the listeners why they should vote for Hillary Clinton. Go.
Well, it's very simple. She's got experience as not only a Secretary of State, but a sitting senator that did very well for the country, not just New York, as well as being the First Lady.
Okay, could I just ask you to be more specific? Did well. Give us an example.
Well, I would think that most good-thinking people would see her intelligence over some other candidates that are running and what she can do for the country.
Hmm. Okay, you still got a lot of time.
30 seconds.
You got 30 seconds. That
well,
it?
They did this very thing, same thing last night on CNN with just a camera, two questions. Who are you voting for and why? And believe me, the intelligence levels between the two party candidates were astounding. Believe me. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, I have no idea what he said. The intelligence level between the two candidates was astounding. What does that mean?
I think he means between the two
people who spoke.
People that were speaking about Trump and Hillary.
Does that mean they were both intelligent? Or the level was so low it was astounding?
I'm not
I don't
sure.
know what that meant.
Sure.
We have a Trump supporter. His name is Wayne. Wayne, how are you?
Doing good.
Okay, Wayne, what I'd like to do, and I will make just this comment. I didn't hear from the other guy, I didn't hear why we should vote for Hillary. Just she's got experience. Richard Daley had experience. He's in prison. Okay, experience could be good or bad. Wayne, it's your turn now, and don't trash her. For 60, you got 60 seconds. Why should people vote for Donald Trump? Go.
I don't even know if it'll take 60 seconds. Donald Trump is not a politician, and this is our one chance in America to break the political system that we have, the corruption, all of that, and I think that's the way to go.
Well, you didn't take the whole 60, but to both of you, we say thank you. Well done. Thank you for your contribution. Thank you, Wayne. I think it's very difficult to get people to say why they're voting for either one of these people without their saying, because you don't want the other person in there. I just think that that's what they really want to add, but I ask them not to do that. So that's it. We could keep this going. Now we got all kinds of people calling. Trump, mostly Trump, a couple of Hillarys in here. We're finished, because if we do too much of this, it's just going to end up being... Here's my point. Here's what I proved to myself and wanted to. And this is not an endorsement for either one, but the guy who said we should vote for Hillary, all he said about her was she has experience. He didn't mention anything she was for or against. She has experience. I think he doesn't want Trump in. The guy who said vote for Trump actually knew why he wanted him in there, because he wants somebody who is not a politician to shake this whole thing up, that he had a reason. I find it interesting. The Trump people seem to know exactly why they want him, as opposed to just not wanting her. The Hillary people, it's more about she has experience, and we don't want him. So there you go.
But I think through all of this, friendships are being lost, because if somebody's for Hillary...
I guarantee you they are.
Oh, yeah, they're calling the person that is for Trump an idiot and this, and the person for Trump is calling their friend.
You actually have a really good point, because I think more than Romney and Obama, any other election, any other two candidates, I guarantee you there are people not speaking to each other.
Oh, yeah.
Because of this.
Yeah. Are you kidding?
No, I have a real tough time with my wife. She's very vocal, and I have tried my best to tell her, shut up, because you are not, all you're going to accomplish is you're going to make somebody who thought they liked you all of a sudden dislike you. which in itself is stupid. Why should you dislike or discontinue speaking to somebody just because they don't think about this like you do? That's ridiculous, too. But people do that.
Oh, yeah. And Facebook.
Family members do it.
Yeah. Facebook is the worst offender of that because people will just go on with their.
Folks, you got to understand something. Well, this Facebook thing, you got to stop doing. You got to stop letting everybody know everything about you. Because there's nothing good that can come from that. It either comes off like you're bragging about, ooh, look, this is our whole family. We went to the zoo, and then we went to... Nobody really cares. They don't really care.
Well, sometimes, I mean, pictures and stuff like that and went to the zoo, that's a lot for, like, family members that are out of town or something.
But outside of that, they put it up there for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but they talk about the political stuff on Facebook right now is just insane. And it's just name-calling just across the board.
And then there's no end to it because somebody will post something dirty and nasty and horrible, and you'll respond with something, and then somebody else jumps in. But yeah. There's no end to it.
Yeah.
There's no end to it, so don't even start that cycle.
And you can't change someone else's mind. If someone's
for
Hillary.
No, I have never seen it. I've never been in the presence of anybody when they got into it over Trump and Hillary. I've never once seen the other side go, you know what?
Hey.
You're right. I never thought about that. I'm switching my vote. No, no, no. They just say you don't know what you're talking about. What's the matter with you? How could you possibly think like that? What, are you insane? That's it. And they're dug in deeper. Now, we're going to take a break. And we come back, we will get the Burke segment in. I also have an interesting part of a song that I want to play for you, and a musical discovery that I made, something that really did kind of stun me about an artist that I've made fun of, we've made fun of numerous times, yet here's something this person has knocked out that is absolutely brilliant and beautiful. I never, ever would have thought he would have been responsible for this. There. That's called a tease. That's all I'm going to tell you. Now, do we need to do traffic?
Yes.
We do.
Let's bring in the man. I'm assuming Tim Weiland is on duty. Oh, yeah. Let's find out. Tim, what are you looking at?
Well, not too much right now, Frank. We have just normal volume that's building up on southbound 270. You're just a little bit slow if you're going on westbound 70 out through the work zone between Florissant and Hanley. North County, just a little bit heavy right at New Florissant, and downtown eastbound Highway 70 is slow as you approach the Museo Veterans Bridge to the Poplar Street Bridge. Yeah. This report brought to you by Staples. They have low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper, coffee and snacks. And with their new price cuts on ink and toner, you'll save even more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center.
All right, here's how bad my mind is getting. I said, we'll connect with John Londo. I just spoke with John this morning, and he said, it's going to be a really busy day, probably a good chance I need you to do the commercial. I said, no problem, I'll do it. And yet I completely forgot about that, and now I look like an idiot because I said, we're going to get John on. He's not on. So what I'm going to ask Peon to do is go back to that moment when I said we'll connect and edit that
Take
out.
Take that out. Okay.
Take that out.
Done.
And then we'll pick it up right here, right out of the Tim Weiland traffic edit 3, 2, 1. Thank you, Tim. Well, John Londoff is busy today, so I will be doing the honors. What can I do to get you to go to Londoff? Let's start here. Why would you not go there to shop for a car? Let's get that out of the way, because I don't think there are many people who could give me a good reason why they wouldn't want to shop there. Now, if you work for Ford Motor Company, I get it. Or you work for another dealer, okay, we get that. Somebody in the family works at a dealer, we get that too. That aside, why would you not give a dealership a shot at your business who's been around as long as they've been around, family business, good St. Louis family business, carry a product that most of America is interested in, my goodness, a Chevrolet. So why wouldn't you? Maybe it's, well, they're not close to me. Hey, you've heard us talk to people who've driven 150, 200 miles to do business with John Londoff, because the truth is you don't have to come back there for anything. Anybody can do service. It's under warranty. If it's new, they want that experience. They want that Londoff experience. So you can't use that as an excuse. Not close to me. Let's see. Their cars are too expensive. No, they're not. They're real competitive with any other Chevy dealer's prices on Chevys. I don't like their hours. They're the same hours pretty much as everybody else. They're closed on Sunday. See, the point is, there's not a good reason, so why don't you do this? Why don't you at least include them when you're looking for a car. I do believe that most people who are shopping for a car, go more than one place. I believe that. If you just include them and meet them, give them a chance to find what it is you're looking for. They probably have it. If they don't, they'll get it, especially pre-owned. And then let's see what you end up doing. My guess is that's where you're going to do business. That's where you're going to buy this car and the next car, and it's where you're going to tell your friends to buy, because you're going to be that impressed with the way they treat people. So that's what this is about. That's all this commercial is about treatment of customers. The pricing thing, I'm not a fan of, because I can already tell you, nobody's going to beat their price. It's not going to happen. I don't care what these other commercials, we'll beat anybody's price. Think about that. Think about what that really means. That means if you come in with a price and they go, all right, take a nickel off of that, we'll beat it by 5 cents. They've made good on their promise. It's a stupid, stupid thing to say to me in a commercial. We'll beat anybody's price. They're all going to be priced pretty close to the same. It's not about that anymore. Who wins your business? The people that treat you the way you want to be treated. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet, the Washington Elizabeth exit, off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Londoff.com. All right, this is hysterical to me. How long total did we do any political talk? 3 minutes? Three tops, 3 minutes. Already got right. My first hateful email here from a guy named Gary. Richard Daley is not in jail. Okay, he's not in jail. But there are a bunch of Chicago politicians who are in prison. Point being, experience doesn't mean anything if your experience was the experience of being a crook. So he's all upset. And enough with the political stuff. You're too obvious. Okay. Enough with the 3 minutes. Not even acceptable to some people. Got it. I got it, Gary, and I'm glad I'm so obvious. I hope it comes through loud and clear who it is that I do not want under any circumstances in the White House. That's it. The political talk is over. Now, before we get to the Burke segment and the song I was going to talk to you about, I want to let everybody know that I just found out less than an hour ago there will be no yard sale on Saturday, November 12th. I mentioned that because this is... I know. No, hey, don't even get me started on how horrible programs that are not even listenable can be on, and that can't be on. But it's not on the 12th. It's a Mizzou football thing. The reason I mention it is because of the sponsor. The only sponsor for the yard sale is First Community Credit Union. I want to congratulate them again on their 40, or if you're Farmer Dave, 43rd location in Crestwood. They are now really the largest, even bigger than they were before when they were the largest, credit union in the St. Louis area. They've also put this offer back on the table. They do this a couple of times a year, and it's always a huge success. $100 to everyone who brings a car loan from some other banking institution to First Community. You bring, yeah, any bank, bring it from there, take the car loan to First Community, they give you $100, put it right in your account. And most people end up saving even more money than the $100 they're getting, because they find that in many cases their car payment goes down because the rates are so great at First Community. Every time they do this, they get thousands of new customers, new members, as we're called, who are now banking at First Community, and I hope you will join them. First Community Credit Union website, firstcommunity.com. Now, before we get to the Burke segment, Engelbert Humperdinck is the subject of one of the funniest jokes that we've ever had on this show. The Engelbert, we just call it the Engelbert Humperdinck joke. His name is funny. It's not his real name. His name is Arnold Dorsey. Okay, but I like Engelbert Humperdinck, and I like his music, and I know that's laughable to some people. He's sort of that cliched lounge singer, but I like him. He's 80 years old, and he has just done an album of duets called Engelbert Calling. I think it's great. He's on there with, you know who Charles Aznavour is? He's a very famous French singer. He does a duet with Charles Aznavour. Charles Aznavour is 92.
Man.
Engelbert is 80. He does a duet with Johnny Mathis. Johnny Mathis is at least 80. And yeah. These duets are beautiful. They're beautiful. Now, I'm going to play you one, and it's Engelbert and another 80-something-year-old. But it's not just about this rendition of the song. It's about the lyrics of the song, and I don't say any more because Peon will go if I do to the computer. I know you know Let me make sure I don't have it muted. I know that you know this song, but listen to the way these two guys do it. The other 80-something-year-old guy with Engelbert, by the way, is Willie Nelson.
Oh.
When the rain is blowing in your face.
I love this song.
And the whole world is on your case. I could offer you a warm embrace.
Wow, Engelbert still got it.
Yeah, no kidding.
To make you feel my
turned 80 in June. Now listen to Willie. Distinctive. Nobody liked it.
When the evening shadows and the stars appear, and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a billion years to make you feel my love. I know you haven't made
That is, to me, one of the most beautiful songs to come along in a while. You know who wrote it?
No.
Bob Dylan.
Really? Oh, wow.
Man, when I saw that, I thought, okay, now Bob Dylan has put something out there that I, my goodness, listen to this.
I'd go hungry, I'd go black and blue.
Great song. He does a duet with Smokey Robinson. He does one with Wynonna Judd. Every one of them is fantastic. It's called Engelbert Calling. But the reason I wanted to mention it was because I was just beyond blown away when I saw that Bob Dylan. Apparently, he can write. He just can't sing where you can understand him, at least from what I've heard. Burke Seconds, does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. Dan Strauss, everybody.
Thank you so
You're
much,
welcome.
Frank.
Welcome.
Of course, you called it. The Cubs won the World Series last night.
Yeah, I did.
And I heard today they're going to have the parade tomorrow in Chicago.
Okay, it'll be huge.
Yeah, oh, my God.
I mean, it's bigger than huge.
It's going to be massive. I mean, Cleveland, when the Cavaliers won the NBA finals, they had over 3 million people during their parade. So Chicago, I can't even imagine what it's going to be like there. But here's something that I just don't understand.
All right.
And this is in no way any political statement. President Obama said he is going to Chicago to witness the parade. Now, he's a White Sox fan. Uh-huh. He's grown up a White Sox fan, and typically White Sox fans do not cross over to be Cubs fans. It works the other way too with the Chicago with the Cubs fans. They
but
don't
everybody
cross over.
Likes to crash a party. It's a big party, and even though they're not going to cross over, everybody wants to be at the party.
But you have the President of the United States coming in. What a nightmare that's going to be when he comes in, and then you've got all these people coming down to try and be a part of the parade and witness the parade.
Yeah, why wasn't he? Did he throw out a first pitch at all?
No, he didn't.
I thought that was odd. He's from Chicago. Look, I mean, people go, if he had, you'd criticize him for taking away from time from work. Well, he's doing that anyway to go to the parade.
Yeah, yeah.
So, the first pitch thing would have been a lot less chaotic, like what you're talking about.
Yeah, but I thought, oh, my goodness, he said, I'm going to go to the parade. Even though I'm a Chicago White Sox fan, I'm still going to go to the parade. It's like, all I thought of, what a nightmare that's going to be for traffic, for the people that are trying to enjoy the parade and everything. It's just going to be a big, huge mess.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a good idea.
No.
And you're right, it's not political, no matter who was president.
No. Any sitting president going to a World Series parade like
not
that.
Even, I don't think Trump, not even president, but still creates all kinds of commotion. He shouldn't do it either.
Let the people, let those people enjoy it, because it's going to be crazy there. Just crazy, because I know what it's. I've been to the World Series parades here, and it's crazy here, and fun. I mean, a blast. So,
right. Anything else?
I think that's about it. Yeah.
Okay. Now we turn to Peon. Anything?
I did. I guess we'll have time to do this now. That we had a caller the other day who called us and said he really enjoyed when we did a medical quiz, a medical term quiz between the two of you guys.
I agreed. I remembered that.
So I found a couple more, and I thought maybe he enjoyed that so much, so maybe we could do it now. The way I found it, these are terms that there's a medical term, but then we also know it as a more common term. So
for example, a cold. I have a cold. There's no such medical name. It has another name depending on how serious and severe and, you know, that kind
exactly.
of thing.
So, for example, here, I'll do one. It's called eructation.
Eruptation?
Eruct.
Eruct?
E-R-U-C-T-A-T-I-O-N. What is that commonly known as?
Eructation.
Well, my guess would be one, not good. If a doctor walks out and goes, well, you've got an eructation of the rectum. I wouldn't think that's a good thing.
That could happen in this case.
Or an eructation of your nostrils or whatever. I'm going to say it's something, it somehow means that something is falling apart. It's not healthy.
I was going to say excreting some sort of fluid
that
from an
eruptation.
Orifice.
Yeah. Because you think it's like erupt.
Yeah.
I think eruct is
incorrect.
Different.
Okay. Eructation is commonly known as belching.
Get out of here.
So belching. You could, I guess you could have eruptation of the rectum.
So if you want to, if you want to sound either smart or like a complete jerk at a party, if somebody belches, you go, nice eructation.
Right, exactly.
Excuse me, I had a lower belch.
The next one, if you have and the problem is I'm going to have to try to pronounce these. Ecchymosis. E-C-C-H-Y-M-O-S-I-S. I'm assuming
Dan?
That's ecchymosis.
Ecchymosis?
Dan, ecchymosis.
Oh, sneeze.
You have ecchymosis. A skin disease.
You're kind of close. It is bruising.
Ah! Oh.
That is
close.
Considered bruising.
Ecchymosis.
Yes.
What's the other word for bruising? They don't say bruise. Contusion, is that a bruise or is that a cut?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ecchymosis.
All right, next one here. Let's see here. If you have coryza, C-O-R-Y-Z-A, what do you have?
Coryza.
Coryza or coryza. I'll go coryza, like Dan said. What do you think?
I'll say a rash.
Well, I was going to say that, too, because it sounds like eczema or something.
Right,
Doc, I can't stop scratching. Well, you've got coryza. I will say it is an itch or something like that. Some kind of itch.
Incorrect. That is the common cold.
See?
Coryza?
I told you there was another
coryza.
Name for it.
Yes.
Wow.
Coryza.
If you have an excess of cerumen, C-E-R-U-M-E-N, what do you have?
Dan?
Blue balls.
Oh, my.
See, that's where we get the reputation. That's where we get that reputation. They're off color.
Can you edit that out?
Yeah.
No, we can't leave that one in for him.
Leave it in.
Let him get the emails. What was it again called?
Cerumen.
I'm going to say and what would you say? You have an excess of it? How did you put it?
Yeah.
I would say you're going to be sleepy. You have too much of whatever it is that makes you sleep.
Earwax.
What?
Cerumen?
Cerumen is the proper medical term for earwax.
See, this is why when people say, you ever wish you'd been a doctor? No. This is the kind of stuff you have to know.
All right, this one is probably the easiest one you'll have. Alopecia, if you suffer from alopecia.
Yeah. I know this one. Dan, you can take it, but I know this one.
Oh, I've heard this before.
It's hair loss, no hair.
Alopecia?
Your bald. Yeah. It's sad when little kids get it because people think they're in chemotherapy, but 9-year-old little kids sometimes can be bald because they have alopecia.
Hmm. Right. That is correct. Next one here.
I worked with a guy who had it, and his son had it. They were both completely bald, and his son was like 11.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty sad because kids are cruel.
Yeah.
Next one. If you suffer from dyspepsia, what is your problem?
Dan?
Dyspepsia. Oh, man. I don't know.
I'll go heartburn.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Is it?
Correct. That's correct.
Indigestion.
Doc's opinion.
Yes.
Wow.
If you are suffering from epistaxis, E-P-I-S-T-A-X-I-S, what do you have?
Epistaxis?
Dan?
Oof. Epistaxis. I have no clue.
I'm going to say an upper respiratory thing. Okay.
That is a nosebleed.
Epistaxis? Okay.
I have a bunch of these, but I'll do one more, and then we can take a break.
Okay.
If you are suffering from emesis, E-M-E-S-I-S, what is your issue?
Emesis.
Emesis.
Dan, anything?
Stuffy nose.
I'm going to say excess boogers.
Well, that's a very specific guess. That is incorrect, though. It is
vomiting.
Emesis.
Oh, man.
How about that?
What is the
Imitrol? It's over the counter. What is that? Imitrol.
Yeah,
is
Imitrol stops you from vomiting.
Let's see here.
I think it's something to do with that. That's why the emesis, Imitrol, EM, so that'd be a way to remember that.
Yes, relieve nausea and vomiting.
There you are. That's why it's called Imitrol from that emesis thing or whatever you just said.
And if you want to vomit, you can get Ipecac.
That stuff.
I think there are places you can buy. I don't think you're supposed to be able to buy it online, but I think you can. Because I don't know. I'm assuming. I think it's for if people are poisoned, if they have, either whatever they have, give them Ipecac and that causes vomiting.
And what a perfect name, because it sounds like you're vomiting. Yeah. You say it. Ipecac. That's perfect. How about it for the Dr. Quizmaster?
So we have more. Maybe I don't know if we'll have time today, but maybe in the playoffs if we have time, or next week I'll save the rest.
I just love how much you can learn listening here. Teachers, the reward is not the money. It's the students growing up and remembering them as a teacher. That's the way we feel. All the things we've taught people, that's our reward.
Right.
And we feel really, really good about that. Here's something I feel good about. Amini's next Wednesday. Now, this is a one-day-only thing. If you go to Amini's website, you can read about this. But next Wednesday, the 9th, 10% off. To every police officer, every firefighter, every first responder, every veteran, and every senior citizen. 10% off all day, regularly priced items. And it says at the bottom of the little flyer, we appreciate and thank you, Amini's. Good for you, Amini's. If you are, here's what I do. I go in there this weekend, scope the place out, see what you like, see what you might want to come back and check on. And then Wednesday, you go get your 10% off. If you are a police officer, firefighter, first responder, veteran, or a senior, there are still people who I think believe that police officers find it's offensive if you say cop. That is not true. I've never known that to be true. I've never had a cop say, we don't like to be called cops. The show is cops, and they participate in it. So there might have been a time, so I feel comfortable saying cops, male, female. Get to Amini's. And again, I would go before that. And look, even if you're not a police officer, firefighter, there's still some things in this store you don't find anywhere else. You certainly don't find this grouping together anywhere else. Do yourself a favor. If you've never been there, it's under the Copper Dome in Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley.
Valley so low.
Hang your head over here, beautiful.
Yeah.
AMINIS, Aminis.com. Oh, yeah. It's a shame. Let's be going forever before we hear anybody sing, so let me jump in here and tell you that this is the hour Scott Sherman joins us. Scott, how are you?
I'm great, Frank. How are you?
Fantastic. For those who don't know how this works, it goes by real fast, and that's because it's interesting. Interesting to hear people's problems and hear somebody who may have a solution or turns them towards someone who does. So that's going to come up in a few minutes. If you have a legal issue or you wonder if it's a legal issue, you want to call and talk to Scott Sherman. Before we do, you might have just been able to detect in my voice I'm a little bit angry. I think we have another case of a rapper who is being framed. I stand up for rappers.
Right.
And I know that You guys are all familiar with Montana Mills, M-I-L-L-Z, the rapper.
Sure.
Real name, Michael Persaud. But again, we know him as the great rapper, Montana Mills. He is known for a song called Sell Drugs, D-R-U-G-S. What's up with the Z on everything? What is that about?
It sounds cooler when you say it, just like you said, drugs. It makes it sound more street.
He's known for his song, Sell Drugs. He has just been arrested for selling drugs.
Ooh. Well, you have to research your songs. You can't just write about things you don't know.
Thank you so much, because it's good to hear from somebody else who gets it, who understands all the guy was doing. It's just like, what they can't. They refuse to let up on the rappers, man. It's always something bad about the rappers. So he's been arrested along with a female companion. There's a bunch of heroin in the motel room. Planted, obviously. And then 2,300 bags somewhere. I mean, it's a lot of drugs. So Mills, I guess somebody out there, I doubt it. I can't imagine somebody not familiar with the music of Montana Mills. I'll play a little bit of a song called Gunplay.
Okay.
And, PM, if you hear anything you need to button out, do it. I think I got to a part where the really filthy stuff is
okay.
Over. but when you hear this, what caught me my eye was he's so different from the other rappers. Listen, I'll give you a little sample here. It's not at all like the other. See what I'm talking about? It's just got a totally different sound. Do you agree?
Yes.
That's new and fresh.
I've never heard that beat before.
And different. Now, let me play you a little bit. This is called Last Night. And again, just a
alien
different
music.
Different style. Doesn't sound like all the other stuff.
I've been up way too long.
Now, see, you don't ever hear that auto-tune anywhere else.
This is new.
This is something new.
I've been up way too long.
Wow, that's fresh and refreshing.
And I've been up way
too long. I'm Montana Mills. The truth is, that auto-tone makes me want to blow my brains out. I can't stand that thing. And the first time we ever heard it, most of us was, where do you think it was? What song? And what artist?
Oh, Cher. Yeah.
Do you believe in love? Thank you. Cher doing Believe. Yeah, that's the first time I heard it.
I can't tell if I'm supposed to hit the button or not. I can't.
You thought that was Cher?
No, but listening to Montana.
Oh, no, the rap, there could have been something very filthy we played. We wouldn't even know it.
That's the problem.
But auto-tune is as irritating as Peter Frampton's album was. I want to thank you.
Oh, you didn't like that?
Oh, my goodness. I liked it the first 100 times, but they played it all the time. I want to thank you. And all it is just a crowd.
It's a mouth-wah.
And sort of a little bit of mute. It's not even really music. And you wait. Here comes wait. I want to thank you.
That tube, that mouth-wah that Peter Frampton uses is made right here in the St. Louis area.
That's what I heard.
Over in Illinois.
Now, what you folks are thinking, more Montana Mills. Sorry, wouldn't have time for it. I wish we could. We got to get Scott Sherman in here. Before we do that, I'd like to talk about another Scott, Scott Schaefer, who is pretty much retired now. And Steve. His dad is retired. Scott Schaefer is the son of Steve Schaefer. Steve Schaefer, the founder of Schaefer Auto Body. And the beautiful thing that Scott has done, he has carried on Daddy's tradition of perfection in body work. So when you have an accident, you know what to do. And then that George C. Scott speech where he plays Patton, you put your hand in a pile of goo that was once your buddy's face, you'll know what to do.
Right.
Thank you. Come on, thank you. It wasn't that good. Come on. Well, you'll know what to do when you have an accident. You call the police, usually, I think, and you call your insurance company, you call Schaefer, and when you call your insurance company, you let them know you will be, you don't say, is it okay if I do this? No, you're the boss. You will be taking that vehicle to Schaefer. And you might want to say, you got any problem with that tough guy? When you're on the phone with your insurance company, you got to let them know who's the boss. You got any problem with that tough guy? And they'll probably say, not only do we not have a problem with it, that's who we prefer people take their vehicles to, because we're paying most of this bill. You and I pay the deductible. Insurance company pays the rest. They want it done right, too. And that's the only way Schaefer knows how to do it. So remember that name. Remember how to spell it, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. And remember that they now have 10 locations. That's what happens when you do what you do really well. You get big. They'll never get so big, though, as to lose the quality control. They won't do that. Schaefer Auto Body. You can find the locations, phone numbers at SchaeferAutoBody.com.
On this side of the law, on that side of the law, who is right, who is wrong?
That's right. It is time for you to have some time with Scott Sherman. Scott Sherman is an attorney. And it's been over a year now since we started this, and it went by so fast, and every day we get more calls than we can take. So I'm going to cut this short. I'm going to give you the numbers. And it's first come, first serve. Here we go. From most cell phones, star KTRS. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Dan, do we start with John?
Start with Brian.
Start with Brian. I don't even see Brian. Okay. Oh, I do. Yeah, you're way up at the top. Brian's been waiting a while. Brian, how are you? Say hi to Scott Schaefer.
Sherman.
Scott Sherman. Again, I just talked about Scott Schaefer, and I always do that if they're close together.
Yeah, you should never do a Schaefer commercial right before
what
this
is
segment.
Wrong with me? Let's you know what? Edit that out. I don't want people to hear that. Edit that. Back it up to right after I said, so let's go to the phones. Hang it right there. 3, 2, 1, edit in. Brian, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott Sherman. How are you?
I'm doing great, Brian. How are you?
Good. I got a question. It's my mother wanted me to ask this. She lives down in about 60 miles south of St. Louis in the country. She's got 15 acres that she bought probably 10 years ago. And the guy next door to her probably has 30 acres. Well, the old man that owned it died. And the son says that the prior owner to my mother and his dad had an agreement to an easement between their two properties to construct a road. And I guess I don't know if they filed it through the court system or what. He says it doesn't, my mom says, well, that was before. You know, and the guy says, it doesn't matter. He goes, I'm putting a road in if you like it or not. I'm bringing a bulldozer going on your property, putting a road in. I mean, is something like that, can they do that?
On an agreement like that, it should be in writing because it involves real estate. I don't care what that guy says. He better be careful what he does on your mom's property.
And that's now, what I told him. I told him he needed to get
There's a couple of things about whether or not it's been filed. I would do a title search, have your mom either get a real estate attorney or talk to the county clerk in the county where she lives and take a look and see if any kind of easement was filed. If it wasn't filed in writing, I'd get a lawyer and say, you're not doing anything like that. Now, I don't know if he's landlocked or not, but it doesn't sound like it. It just sounds like he decides that he's going to do this. And maybe they did have an agreement, a handshake or an oral agreement, but that doesn't, quote,
an
run.
Oral agreement.
Well, between the old owner and this guy's dad. Yeah, I'd say it to him just like that. I don't know what kind of oral agreement your dad had with the old man that owned this place, but I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in is in writing.
Plus, I tell you, everyone, sometimes what happens here is this guy's blowing smoke. He thinks if he tells you he's going to do this and you don't object, then he'll do it.
Right.
Yeah.
There may be no such agreement.
If it was filed in the court, would that follow onto my mother's deed?
Well, it would be under your mother's deed because it's on her land. It would have to be the previous owner would be the grantor of that easement. The grantee would be this guy's dad. But if it's not in writing and it's real estate, it's not enforceable.
And in writing, they both have to have signed to agree to this.
And they have to, and they also have to produce the document. And they should have filed that easement with the county clerk.
And my guess is it doesn't exist.
Mine too. Okay. And what you're finding here is this is bully stuff.
Right.
And he doesn't think your mom's going to stand up to him. Well, I'd do that search and also get a hold of a real estate lawyer down there and send off a letter that says, you're not doing anything like that. You'll be trespassing and here your damages will be. And anybody that comes onto that property will be arrested. How about that one? So I don't like any the approach that this guy had. If I owned the property and I got it either through an inheritance or some other way, and I had the actual easement in writing or had a copy of it, I would have shared it with your mom and said, here it is. But when he won't produce it, that tells you something. He doesn't have it.
Okay.
But have her do the research. She can call them tomorrow at the recorder of deeds office in the county where the real estate's located and give them the whatever the rural route or whatever the address is and see if there's something on there.
Okay.
All right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Brian. Thanks. You agree with me, Scott? Sometimes a guy goes, well, I'm going to do this and there's nothing you can do about it. And a lot of people just go, well, okay, I didn't realize that I had to let you do that.
It happens a lot. It happens an awful lot, and it's just plain bullying.
All right. Let's get John in here. John, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Morning, Mr. Schaefer.
Sherman. See what he did there? Yeah.
I did.
Sorry.
Thanks.
I'm a trustee in a small neighborhood, and our CC&R, we have road assessments to cover to pay for the roads. And we have some people that have never paid. How do I go about going after those people?
Good luck.
Do you guys have written bylaws that you've, again, so again, it's a recording issue. When people came into that association, did you file that as part of what runs with these?
There's 7 pages of it, and he has decided, several people have just decided we are not going to pay whatsoever.
I got to just say something. It seems to me this happens with every homeowners association. I have never known of anybody in any association of homeowners or condo owners who ever said, no, everybody pays their dues on time, their fees, and everything's just great. It's always this. It's always those people who don't want to pay. Well, and answer is they can't do that. They can put a lien against their property. Yeah. All kinds of things the association can do. You can take it, Scott.
Frank's right. You know, liens and other kinds of avenues. Do you guys have a lawyer that represents the association?
Yes, but he's not a real estate lawyer. He's been, I guess, a friend of the neighborhood for 25 years.
Yeah, but this is real estate business we're talking about, and I agree. You should have an attorney, even if it's just only when you need him, a real estate attorney or her, because they could fire off a letter to this guy going, okay, you want to lean against your property?
Sent letters to them, and they know there's liens on their property, and it's accruing 8% interest every year. And there's some people that have not paid for 20 years. They got a
snip
over somebody and said, I'm not. And the dues are like $40 to $50 per lot. One guy owns 35 lots and has not paid in at least 12 years.
Those people, they always get away with that stuff, too.
You know, you might want to shoot me an email. I'll have one of my real estate guys take a look at it. You know, it'd be kind of fun, especially the one that owns 35 lots and has liens against him or her. How about some foreclosure proceedings? Hey, guess what? You owe us money. We're going to sell your property.
Well, you know, and that's just it. We're a small neighborhood. There's only 80-something houses, but everybody wants their roads paved. Some still have gravel roads, and they're like, well, I'd like to drive on pavement, too. And it's like, well, if you're only getting $15,000 to $20,000 a year, that doesn't take care of, you know, a mile and a half of roads. It just won't keep it covered, let alone, you know, removing snow and everything else when half the people are like, I'm just not going to pay.
That's a form of bullying also. This is sort of the opposite of the guy that's, I'm going to do this and you can't do anything about it. I'm not going to do this and there's nothing you can do it to me. So maybe it's time to take a look at somebody that really is a real estate lawyer and see if we can teach this person not only a lesson, but get the fees that are owed so that the rest of the folks can have the roads you deserve.
My take on this, it's John, correct?
Yes.
Is that these people who haven't paid for years and years and years, it's because they've never really been scared yet. They're not threatened. They don't feel any pressure. The right person needs to scare them to death. You're going to lose your property if you don't pay this by this date.
Yeah, we've had some people even sell their house or sell their property. They don't tell the new owners that they have liens against it, and somehow the real estate people don't bother checking into it. And we even come back and say, well, the title company didn't tell us there's liens on it, so we're not paying the back liens.
I can't imagine if they're legitimate liens, they don't show up with a realtor when they get ready to do the transaction.
Sometimes they don't even bother.
Are you guys registered with the county?
Oh, yeah. This These have been enacted since 1963.
Wow.
All right, get scarier. That's all.
John, if you're interested, you can send me an email. I'll give you a couple names of people because you sound like you're sick of this and frustrated.
Oh, yeah, this is just, you know, the
it's
tip of the
you
iceberg.
Know what or get off the pot time for the association, too. You guys got to do something, or
you
just got to
back
it
up. Threats and all that, apparently, they don't affect these people. You got to back it up. All right, thank you, John.
Thank you very much.
Paul is next. Paul, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hello, Scott.
Hi, Paul.
I got a question for you. My question, my ex-wife still owes me a pretty big sum of money. She had been making monthly payments, but a few months ago, those payments dropped off. Long story short, she owns a small business, or at least she did, but her and her business partner decided to go their separate ways, and she has told me that she can't pay me because she doesn't have this business anymore. She's in the process of pursuing litigation against him to get her share of the business. And then I'm just kind of left in the wind and waiting on her to finish her suit against this guy so I can go after her for my money. But really, I have no way of just knowing where she's at in her process. And if this were happening in Missouri, I would just use CaseNet, but she's pursuing litigation in another state. So my question is, do other states have a resource like CaseNet, like we have here in Missouri?
That's a great question, and it doesn't, unfortunately, one of the best things about Missouri is CaseNet. This is an online, publicly accessible research software program where you can go on and put people's names in, case numbers, and see just about anything going back almost 30 years. It's great.
What's the actual site?
Case.net.
That's it?
CASE.net. If you go to Google and you put that, it'll come up Missouri Court System, and you put it in, there's a pretty easy drop-down menu for parties and attorneys for
you case think every number. State would have this.
You would, especially more sophisticated states with litigation like Florida, California, Illinois. They don't have it. Missouri is one of the best, and it's really good. With respect to, Paul, your question about, or at least the issue involving, I believe you have a maintenance. There's order by her to maintenance. Was that a Missouri order, or is that a different state order? Okay.
That was in Missouri.
Missouri, good. So there's been no motion for modification. She didn't go to court and say, there's a change in my circumstance, and told the judge all of this crybaby stuff that she told you, right?
Correct.
Well, she owes it. Too bad. If she wants to go and get this change, she has to go to court. And if she doesn't pay the maintenance, she at some point will be in contempt of court.
Wouldn't you think she would have already done that, though?
You would have done that
once
first.
Once you knew the collapse of this business and the partner, the first thing you do is go and legally stop paying Paul as much money.
Yes.
You think.
Yes. Frank's right. Because to be quite honest with you, Paul, she might win that because there is a substantial change of circumstance involving her ability, her financial situation. But since she circumvented it and she's trying to BS you with some sob story, the facts might be true, but that's not the procedure.
It almost makes me wonder, is her story even really true? Think about it.
Right.
And I believe me, that was the first thought that has crossed.
Because
crossed
if it
my
were
mind,
Paul, if it were the first thing she'd have done would gone to the would have been go to the courts and get the amount reduced. She didn't do that. It makes me wonder if it's really as bad as she says it is.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. Believe me, the first time she kind of told me what was happening, that was my first thought as well. But I kind of did some snooping of my own, and I do believe that's what she has told me is the case. And she has told me that she has every intention of paying me the money that I'm owed, but it won't come until after her and her business partner figure out how they're going to divide the business. And that's why I was asking the question about CaseNet, because I just have no way of knowing where they're at in their process because I don't have that resource.
There's two things. One, I don't care what her intentions are. She's not paying you. That's a violation of the court order. So that's her problem. Number two, what state is this alleged litigation going on?
Vermont.
Okay, well, that's not a big state. Call Bernie Sanders, have him walk over to the courthouse and talk to the clerk. Here's what you could do. What county is it? Is it Burlington? I mean, there's only a couple of counties in Vermont. There's like, you know, 10.
You know, I'm not sure off the top of my head.
Do you know what the location of the business is in Vermont?
Or
where her partner lives?
I I do have that information.
Is it Ben or is her partner Ben or Jerry? I mean, I don't know what kind of business she's in, but you can find out where this is located. And business disputes in most states can only occur either where the business is located or where one of the defendants or one of the participants resides. So this is something you could figure out in about 15 minutes. Call the clerk.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
Call the county clerk. It's all public in that county and say, hey, Vermont County Clerk, is there litigation going on between this person or this business? They'll search it on their computer system, and they'll tell you yes or no, maybe give you a case number.
And if the answer is no, she's exaggerated her situation.
That's right. So
okay,
Yeah, I don't know how sophisticated Vermont's civil litigation or how their court system is, but you've got one. You got a court order in Missouri. She's not abiding by it. She's in contempt or violating it. Two, you can figure out if this case is real, and if it is real, what's going on. But let's say you find out it is real. Let's say you find out her partner screwed her. Let's say you find out that she's in the right and he's in the wrong. Who cares? She's not doing what the court ordered her to do in Missouri. That's really your concern.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Paul, thank you, Paul.
Thanks for listening. We'll take a quick break here. We'll come back, and we'll take it all the way up with Scott Schaefer.
Sherman.
I, you know what?
I'm going to announce
it's
name
not even
change.
Funny. No, it's not even funny.
Yeah, name one of the
change,
two of them needs to change.
I hope a doctor's listening. I hope a doctor, a mental type, I hope somebody who works with the brain, maybe an expert in Alzheimer's or you know, stroke victims, please, I hope you're listening, and I look forward to your email about my treatment. Edit that out, and don't answer.
Who is it?
No, it's Scott Schaefer. He said thank you for all the
thanks
mentions.
Thanks for the free plug.
Yeah.
Three, you know where to pick it up. 3, 2, 1. All right. We'll be back. Take it up top of the hour with Scott Sherman after I remind all of you when I started going to the dentist where I go now. I go to Ballast Dental Care. Here's when it was. It was 43 years ago. I remember they put me on that little booster seat. It's kind of cute, a little booster. I was 6 years old, so a little booster seat up in the dentist chair. It's fun. It was neat. That was 43 years ago. Ballast Dental Care has changed a lot. The equipment has changed. Everything is more, high tech. But what hasn't changed at all, and this is a good thing, is the feeling that I'm still going to the dentist in that little house they used to be in on Ballast Road. There's a little home converted into a dental clinic, and that feeling of, oh, man, I feel like I'm one of only two or three patients, that still exists, even though they're down the street a block or so at the corner of Clayton and Ballast Roads. It's that exact same feeling, and that's why I get so many emails from people saying I was in there 3 minutes. It was like I'd been a patient my whole life. That's how you feel. The most comfortable, I guess I should have come up a long time ago with a slogan, the most comfortable dental clinic in St. Louis. It is comfortable. You'll be comfortable. The days of fear and anxiety and dreading a dental appointment are over. Prove me wrong. Make one appointment at Ballast Dental Care. Again, they're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com. If you have a business, a small business or a great big, large scale, what they would call enterprise, I have a company that I'd like for you to know about, and then we'll get right back to Scott Sherman. I'm pleasantly surprised that these people have decided to stay on here, because that tells me that, look, right now there's a small percentage of you listening who make the IT decisions where you work. But if it's not you, you got a chance to win some brownie points by passing the information I'm about to give you along to your boss. It could be a big bonus or a raise. Small company, big company, something in between. The folks at Huber, H-U-B-E-R, and Associates, have a software development team, and they can create options for all platforms. They have all kinds of services for businesses ranging from IT architecture and design to cloud services. They also have a consulting service for smaller businesses called the Huber Advantage, and that will give you... You'll have full service IT, and you don't have to worry about it. You can focus on the rest of your business. It's a very impressive company. They have over 28 years in the IT business. I don't think IT is older than 28 years, quite frankly. So they've been at it since the early days, the beginning. They're headquartered in Jeff City, but this company in 28 years has clients that they have partnered with, that they are IT partners of, all over the United States. So if you aren't convinced you're getting 100% out of your IT department, that it's giving you all the competitive edge you can have, that it's made your employees work smarter and faster, if you don't think you've gotten all that out of it, then get a hold of these people. Go to this website, Team Huber. That's teamhuber.com, or there's a link at frankopinion.com under sponsors, Huber and Associates. All right, back to Scott Sherman. Help me out here, and who's next?
Jeff.
I think it's okay. Jeff. Jeff, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Hi, Scott. Happy AM and the PM.
That's not what we said. No, that's not the expression. It's I'm AM and the PM. You gave him the hallelujah.
Happy AM and the PM.
Let's try this again. Say hi to Scott Sherman.
Mr. Sherman, I'm AM in the PM.
There you go. There it is.
I got a quick question I kind of need an opinion on, Frank or otherwise. And then if it's okay, I'll hang up and have a situation where a person bought an annuity, and then they die. And the annuity company or the broker keeps the money, the money that wasn't paid out. Is that a normal procedure, and is there anything that can be done about that?
Here's my quick answer. No, it's not normal, Scott.
No, it's crazy. That money doesn't belong to that broker. That money belongs to whoever the beneficiary of that agreement is. It certainly doesn't belong to the broker.
Okay. Can I send you an email or something?
Yeah, please do. That's nuts.
Unless the only exception would be if this person, I'm thinking of a very elderly person who buys into the suggestion that they sign things over to the broker. It's not like it hasn't happened before. So that would be the only exception as to whether or not they have claimed this. If this deceased person said, sure, I'm turning everything over to you. I doubt that.
Yeah, even if that's a good point. Even if there wasn't a designated beneficiary, that would become an asset of the estate. And unless that broker was left money in the will or whatever the trust or the estate issue was, it wouldn't go to that person. It's not a use it or lose it. That sounds nuts.
Yeah, no, there's nothing right about that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, You're Jeff. Hey, real quickly, in my head, here's the scenario. It's a very elder, really old person, 90, whatever, and they're sitting with a broker, and how easy it would be for the broker to say, look, Emily, when you pass along, would you like for me to take control of the... And phrase it in a way that what he's really saying is, give the money to me. It's mine. When you die, it's mine. And signing to that effect, when in fact what he thinks she was saying, what she thought he was saying was, I will take control and make sure it goes where it should go. No, you keep it all. That is so doable.
Yes.
To some elderly, with some elderly
and
people.
That broker is not a fiduciary, meaning that they don't have a duty to their client before they have a duty to themselves.
Now you said duty two times. You do that again, you're off the show. You're off the show. You do it again, you're off the show. Duty, we don't say that.
I'll clean that up. Oh, one more thing. Paul called earlier about that Vermont situation.
Right.
I found out that Vermont indeed does have an online service at vermont.gov. For $12.50 sign up, you get the first 5 searches for free. And so they do have online, but you have to pay for it. So
right, there you go.
There you go.
It's Jan's turn. Jan, say hello to Scott Sherman.
Well, hi, Scott.
Hi, Jan. How are you?
Well, I'm great.
Good.
Many years ago, I graduated from Mizzou. I have 2 grown kids. Well,
anyway.
They both graduated from high school. We live here in O'Fallon, Illinois. When the oldest one graduated, I wanted her to go to Mizzou. She was excited about going to Mizzou. I called and I said, does the child of an alum get in-state? They said no, but we give them a grant to offset the out-of-state tuition if they're at a certain class rank, and she did, so it was fine. And then shortly after that, I bought a condo and put her name with mine on the title, and she's been living in her younger sister.
Hey, Jan, what happened there? You went away.
Oh, I'm sorry. I probably put my finger over the yeah. microphone.
Okay.
So I bought a condo. I put her name on it also so that she could live in the condo and take in a roommate to offset part of the mortgage expense. And it's been great. And she's been paying in-state tuition. She's been considered an in-state student since about the first year at Mizzou. Okay, so her younger sister graduates from high school here in O'Fallon, Illinois. Doesn't go directly to college, goes and does an internship with Disney in Orlando, and then moves in with her sister in Columbia, Missouri, into that condo with my name on it and her sister's name on it, and enters Mizzou. And Mizzou has been charging us out-of-state tuition, which is twice as much
for her,
for, you know, 3 years now. And I've been arguing, and they keep saying, no, she was out-of-state.
May I read you something?
Yes.
This is from the University of Missouri Office of the University Registrar. It's a public land-grant institution. The University of Missouri offers reduced rates of tuition and fees to Missouri residents. In order to gain residency as an out-of-state student, you must live and work in Missouri for 12 consecutive months immediately prior to the semester you plan to apply. So there's a look-back period of 12 months. Last I checked, Disney World was in Florida. Unfortunately, I think Walt wanted to open it. St. Louis, he never did. So even though you and your daughter co-own a condominium in the state of Missouri, and your eldest daughter is a Missouri resident, your youngest is not going to get in-state tuition because she's not a Missouri resident based on that requirement. And they have a website that has the list of requirements for this. People try this all the time, and good luck to them, and there's ways to do it. You just should go to Mizzou's website and take a look at their instructions on how this can happen. You did it right with your oldest. You haven't done it right with the youngest. Doesn't work.
Okay. Well, they said, you know, a few semesters ago, they said that she could apply for in-state since she'd been there a year. And we applied, and they still turned her down.
Well,
even though she'd been there a year.
Well, she's already enrolled. So, you know, every sophomore then would claim that they were an in-state student. I'm sympathetic to you, but I think you got to do a little bit more research to game the system on the youngest one. The oldest one, you guys figured it out, but the youngest one, you haven't figured it out yet. And Mizzou's website has pretty good instructions on how to game them.
All right, Jan.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Can we work even here? Can we, if she can get it.
Eva's gone.
All right. John, unless it's a six-parter. John, say hi to Scott Sherman.
Hey, how you doing, Scott Sherman?
I'm doing great, John. How are you?
I'm AM and the PM.
That's a good way to be.
The house next door to me went into foreclosure. We had an agreement on a wink, wink, nod, nod, handshake as far as where the fence line was. And they tied in their fence to my fence. The house has been vacant for over a year. A property management company came in and started cleaning out the house. And I was talking to them, and they're like, oh, well, and we had a gate between our houses. And it was primarily for Ameren to get back to the power poles. Okay? So the fence was falling, the gate was falling down, I took the gate down, shoved it back to the house that's in foreclosure.
Right, we got one minute. We got 1 minute.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So what I want to know is, since it is in foreclosure, can I get a hold of the bank, which they gave me a phone number and the name of the bank? Can I get a hold of them and ask them for them to do a survey on the property so we know where the property line is at?
You can ask people for anything. These agreements have to be in writing when they're real estate. Unless you've been doing this for 10 years, that's adverse possession, mowing it, it's on the wrong part. You can hire somebody to come do it at your property since they align. I think that the bank might tell you, unless you want to buy this thing, to stick it because they don't owe you anything. So my advice to you...
No, what I'm saying is that it's that there's that people moved out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So there's no controversy on where the property line's at.
Okay.
But the bank wants to turn around and tie back into my fence, which I know where the property line is at. And I've already taken the fence or the gates and everything down, so they would have to come across on my property. So if they come across on my property, can I get a hold of the bank and say, hey, you're trespassing?
No.
I want a property survey?
Well, I mean, why don't, you can say you want a property survey. They're going to do a property survey when they eventually sell it. But I don't know what belongs to you because this agreement, use wink, nod, handshake thing with your former neighbor is not enforceable.
Yeah.
It's not in writing. It's handshakes.
Well,
it's not yours.
I understand that. But I know where the property line is roughly at. It's on...
If
the bank takes it over, they're going to do a property survey.
That's right.
What is your question?
Okay.
What's your question?
No, that's what I wanted to know is... Will the bank do a property survey on the property prior to them selling it so we know exactly where the property line is?
Of course, because even though it's sold in a foreclosure, they still have to do title work and make sure they're giving the person who buys it the absolute right title to the proper boundary.
Yeah.
You're
going to
see that's when you see those stakes in the ground. That's what that is.
All right, John, thank you.
On yours.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for listening.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, how about it for Scott Sherman, everybody?
Thank you, Frank.
We'll do it again next Thursday. I know he got kind of used to doing the whole show the last couple of Thursdays, but hey, no doctor's appointment today, so sorry. I took everything from him but
that's
an hour.
Okay.
We're going to do it again next Thursday. Give him your email address.
LawOfficeOfScottSherman@gmail.com.
All right. This is, of course, the Big 550 KTRS.
Reliable radio communication.
That is the only way we do it. With reliability. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 3rd edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. If you haven't turned that heat on yet, I think you will within the next 7 days. Dropping down in the 40s. We just want to make sure that if it's not working, you know who to call. Matheny, 74 and a half, probably, years. Good family business, and we'll tell you everything we think you need to know about them. Welcome to the Playhouse. This is the point where we introduce everybody right here. Starts out this way with the control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you are getting ready to receive some money from your 401k, it's a great time to explore all of your options with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Oh, boy, when we have more time one day, we'll run through his whole resume. Car salesman, almost Mary Kay cosmetic salesman, assistant manager at Sambo's Restaurant, other radio stations where he's been a personality, a broadcast professor. See, I don't even have time for the whole list.
No.
A member of a band, a bass player. He is the one and only Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
He Behemoths is in charge of security. The happiest guy we know. Bernice is in heaven.
Your horse is high again.
And Rat Boy has been on kind of a branding role, like a rollout of these products. Remember the other day it was sneeze cheese. It was
right.
Cheese with pepper in it, and then he had an idea for fleas cheese, where fleas would be attracted to it, they eat the cheese, and they die. And now, because of all these commercials on TV for, you know, that blue emu, that lotion you put on your joints and it doesn't stink. And
sure.
And all these other, Johnny Bench, he's got a product. Well, because so many older people, or boomers even, have issues with knees and knee surgery, he's come out with knees what?
Cheese.
Knees cheese.
Knees cheese.
Instead of an ointment, it's like a cheese, like a soft cheese, and you rub it on your knees.
Huh.
Knees cheese. I think you got something.
I like it. What a product rollout this week has been. Give it up, please, for Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Yes. The greatest.
Matheny Heating and Cooling. This is the weather they don't care for. This is that, you know, you don't need the heat or the air conditioning weather. In fact, let me just check the temperature. According to this app, it's 66 degrees. That's not bad, and it's cloudy. And I looked at the forecast earlier. We're looking at mid-40s, low to mid-40s by Friday night. My goodness. That's tomorrow night. So heat, if it hasn't kicked on, I'm guessing you kick the heat on. And it's going to, by the way, but it always has every year that smell like it's burning. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh,
the first
right,
time
yes.
you turn the
oh,
heat on, yeah. it smells like the unit is on fire.
Yep.
That's just dust and stuff that's settled in the heat exchange. And when it blows it out, it heats it up. And it's like it's kind of, I don't know, burning it, I guess, if you would. So that's not reason to call Matheny. That's normal. Anything else is doesn't seem like it. Oh, did before, it sounds funny, or it's not as warm. Yeah, that's something else. That's when you need Matheny. And if you will call them one time, with all apologies to anybody who lives outside of St. Louis County or St. Charles County, they don't work there, sorry. But the great majority of you, St. Louis County, St. Charles County, they're here for you. And you never have to worry. I heard a commercial yesterday for another heating and cooling company, and they made a big deal out of one brand. And I thought, if you listen to that, it makes it sound like, and maybe it's true, they only work on one brand. Matheny works on everything. It doesn't matter what you have, what brand, what make, what model, how old, what type, they are qualified to work on it. So keep that in mind, and the rest is up to you. You can go to their website, if you would, for the phone number and check them out. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Hey-o!
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. It works. Please download it. And never, never be seen in any cab that's not a Laclede Cab if you're AM and the PM. I mean it, and I'm not kidding. And now, here's Bill Cleveland. Hello, Bill. How are you?
I am well, sir. How are you?
Good. Is the thing with the girlfriend, is that still going okay?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic. Going to go spend some time with her next couple of weeks, actually.
Yeah. And now she doesn't live here. She lives where?
She lives in South Dakota.
South Dakota? Whew.
Yeah.
That's a long way to go.
Yeah. Well,
she must really like you.
She'll be here soon enough. To get my drift.
Okay. All right. What do you have?
We'll see. Well, this is pretty cool. Scientists this week unsealed the tomb of Jesus. Pretty
Whoa.
Remarkable. Actually, pretty interesting to see those photos. Pretty incredible. And, you know, you stop and think about it. We're actually living in historic times. I mean, that was going on. The Cubs that won the World Series last night. I have a girlfriend.
My goodness. Yeah. Whoa. She's got a point.
That we are in.
That's three things people said would never happen.
That's right. It always comes in threes. Well, President Obama voted early the other day in his hometown of Chicago. And of course, because of Chicago, Obama was in line to vote between FDR and Al Capone.
Oh, dead people. They let dead people vote.
Chicago.
Yeah. We can barely hear you there, Bill.
Yeah,
we can barely hear you. You drifted
off.
Way
you're
off right. last time. That yeah. last piece, you were way off there.
All right.
There you go.
A little better?
That's a lot better. That's a lot better.
Okay, sorry about that. They say the presidential race is extremely close in the state of Florida. And I think some Floridians are confused. 8%, according to the recent poll, are planning to vote for Al Gore. They're off a little bit.
Making it sound like old people are stupid.
Yeah. I didn't come directly out to say that. In California, an accused burglar was arrested after he took a selfie that was found on a phone that he had stolen. Just to prove cops have a sense of humor, though, he was allowed to take his own mugshot. But that was nice.
Was nice. Not funny,
maybe
but
move,
nice.
Maybe I should move this phone a little farther away from me. And finally,
okay.
Don't want to eat up too much of your time.
No.
You know, You know, I'll do that. It's coming weekend, of course. So don't forget, we set our clock back 1 hour. That's coming up this weekend.
Shoot, I forgot about that.
Or as Rosie O'Donnell calls it, an extra hour of lunch.
Yep, that's exactly what she does with it.
Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTR.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, you're welcome. See you.
There he goes. The girlfriend thing, he says, is still going. And then what did he mean by you'll see soon enough? What did that mean? I said, something about that's a long way to go, or she must really be crazy about you. And he said, well, you'll see soon enough.
Oh,
that almost sounds like he's impregnated her.
They're going to put a video together?
Ooh. I don't know. More to come, I guess. Okay, I have a baseball question for you. I did watch that game last night. What a tremendous game. But here's my question. Why go through the whole throw four balls if you're going to walk a guy? Why don't they just go take first base?
Intentional walk, you mean?
Yeah, because...
because you know that's what's going to happen.
Well, there's also a chance that the ball could get away if there's a man on base.
That's true. And here's what I was thinking. They don't throw it that far outside the plate.
No.
A couple of times I thought, why don't you just step forward and smack it? They don't see it coming. They don't expect it.
There have been players that do that.
Well, it was pretty tempting to me. From what I could tell, I thought, boy, there were a couple of those that would have been just waist level. He could have just clobbered them if he just got a piece of it, and they wouldn't have been ready.
I don't think you can cross home plate, though.
You can't cross it like that. But you
can reach out.
You can reach out, but there is a chance that he won't get it that far outside, and then you can reach out and smack the ball. But, yeah, usually they make him throw it because you've seen – I don't know, Peon's seen pitchers throw it where they've thrown it over the catcher's head.
Okay, you know what? That's a great point. I needed one good reason, and that's a good reason, to make them follow through with the, throwing the four balls. I noticed, too, where Arsenio Hall is going to come back. He's doing stand-up.
Arsenio, I believe.
Yeah.
What is it?
No, Arsenio?
Back to stand-up comedy. Really?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen him say anything funny
No.
or heard him? Me either. I never did understand what his talent was.
John Carney had him on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's coming. I think he's coming. He's coming to town. You'll have a chance go see him.
See Arsenio Hall?
Yes.
Yeah. He had him on.
Yeah, had him on the air.
Well, it's a shame nobody heard that.
Talking about where he's going
to
be.
I'd like to now say welcome to the outdoors segment. Here it is.
Wow.
Once again, the outdoor segment. Right here. There it is, right there. Told you. Well, you know what that music means. That music says Andy and Opie walking down by the lake. It says...
throwing a rock in the lake.
Throwing a rock in the lake and then running. It screams outdoors to me. Welcome to the outdoor segment. Well... it's that time of year. You can walk without a sweater or with a sweater. That's the outdoors for you. And that concludes the outdoor segment. Thank you. Brought to you by Pistols Plus. Boy, people love that segment.
Oh, man.
Last week I did outdoor segment. A great email here. The only reason I listen, Frank, is for the outdoor segment. You bring up such great points, such interesting aspects of the outdoors and being in the outdoors.
Who wrote
that? Looking forward to every Thursday.
Oh.
What?
Who wrote that?
Arthur. I would pronounce this, it's P-H-A-R-T-E-R. Farter? Arthur Farter.
Farter.
Yes, Arthur Farter. Thank you, Mr. Farter.
Yeah,
P-H-A-R-T-E-R. T-E-R. That would have
Farter.
To be Farter.
Yeah.
Art Farter. All right. Thank you, Art. Appreciate the email. And don't worry, Art. I'll be doing that outdoor segment all the time because we have a sponsor for that great segment, and it's Pistols Plus. Now, this information I'm passing along directly. Well, I just got a text from Judy the Cutie Martin. She loves the outdoor segment. One of her favorites. I'm telling you. Everybody loves it. So here's the deal at Pistols Plus in Osage Beach. They just got in a brand-new Springfield AR called the Saint. It is a 223-556. You schmucks don't know what that means, but those are calibers.
No, we don't.
They're calibers. They have everything you need for deer season. They want to make sure you know that. Deer season starts November 12th. I can't wait. You can't kill them fast enough for me out where I live. They got the rifles and the ammo and the scopes and the slings and the gun cases. So be sure you like them on Facebook. Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. When you're rich, when you're really a rich guy, I believe it's easier to sweep women off their feet. You know the expression, he swept me off my feet?
Oh, yeah.
It's harder to do when you're poor. Here's what I'm getting at. There's a female golfer named Jan Stevenson. She was Rookie of the Year in 1974. She's won 16 tournaments. And she's still playing. She's recalling a date with Donald Trump. Now, before I read this, and Bruce, if you want to go, the key, give me some just nice love music. I'll call for it in a moment. When I read this, I thought about the scene in Indecent Proposal. Robert Redford, Woody Harrelson, Demi Moore. Did you see the movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Fantastic movie.
He offers $1 million to sleep
but
with
the,
her. Yeah.
But what the, all that he goes through courting her, the way he sends flowers, mm-hmm. and the dress, and the whiny, and the copter, and the and I could, how could any woman not just go, I'm all yours? You know, listen to this. Donald Trump, Jan Stevenson says that she remembers dating Donald Trump, and one memory that jumps out. And listen to this. Man, when you got money, you can do this stuff. He invites her to fly to New York for dinner. She said she was in Atlanta and was scheduled to appear in a pro-am the next day, so she requested that he fly to her. So he does. He comes from New York to Atlanta. This is for dinner. Limo arrives to pick her up to take her out to the plane where he has landed. The driver of the limo rolled out a red carpet. Trump had given him a red carpet to roll out for her to walk on up to the limo. Now, she gets to the airport, and she was told to board the plane. Now, she had told him, you know, come to Atlanta. She says she got inside the plane. The plane was filled with roses, and there was one rose sitting on a seat with a letter and a dinner reservation he had made in Paris.
Paris?
She says, and that's how it started. He was the perfect gentleman. He never once did anything out of line, and I just think that their romance lasted for a year. But there are guys who they just know how to do it, and I think it does make it easier if you have money. But you don't have to have money. And now I turn to real quickly one of my favorite stories of my son who is married and the way he proposed to his wife. It didn't take any money at all. He had the local police help him, a couple of cops, and they pulled her over. And he was in the back of the police car, and they informed her that they were taking him to prison for the rest of his life. And that he was a drug dealer. No, all kinds of horrible stuff. And she's on the verge of tears, and he says, you want to come say goodbye to him? He's in the back of the police car.
Man.
They said, might as well come say goodbye to him.
Wow.
And when she gets back to the car, they said, it's okay if you want to sit, get in there and sit next to him and talk to him. It's the last time you'll probably see him. And then he proceeds to pull out an engagement ring. And I just thought, okay, you win. You win, man. And they have it on video because the dash cam, the cop's car, has my daughter-in-law being pulled over, the cop walking up to her, and then her going back shaking to say goodbye
to my
son, who she thought was going to prison.
Wow.
It was great. She was not happy, though. She was, I'll kill you, because it really was stressful for her. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
This lady decides to buy a pet. Her husband had even said, you know, we need a pet. The girls are getting older, and maybe so that we're ready when they leave. We're not completely empty nesters. We'll have established a relationship. Just go get a pet. I'll leave it up to you. So she is in the pet store, and there's a sign on a birdcage with a beautiful one of those macaws or parrots or whatever it was, and it said $50. And she asked the pet store owner, she said, I've heard these birds can cost thousands of dollars, and this one must be really old. He said, no, they can live to be 100 years old. That bird's 19 years old. Bird will be around longer than we will. She says, why $50? He says, because of the mouth on that bird. That bird curses like you've never heard anybody curse, and for good reason. That bird, for the last 5 years, has sat in that cage right in the entryway, the living room, if you would, of one of the big whorehouses around. The bird has lived in the whorehouse for the last 5 years, and boy, the language. She thinks, well, you know, how bad can it be? She says, I think it's just kind of interesting. So she pays $50, and she takes the bird home, and it's got a cover over the cage. They always do that. And she sets it up and takes the cover off, and the bird looks around. And he looks around both ways, left, right, and he goes, new whorehouse, new whorehouse. He looks at her and goes, new madam of the whorehouse, new whorehouse, new madam. She's thinking, well, that's not very nice. The bird thinks I'm a whore, and I'm the madam of a whorehouse at least. But she thinks, not a big deal. The two daughters come home from school, two teenage daughters. They walk in. The bird looks up at him and goes, wah, wah. New whorehouse, new madam, two new young whores. Two new young whores. And now it's offensive, but the girls are laughing. They can't help it. And then a couple minutes later, her husband walks in from work. The parrot looks at him and goes, oh, hi, Richard. That company still, do they still use that slogan, you can't beat our meat?
I never did get that.
Oh, I know what it means. You can't find
lower
better
prices.
Product prices.
Right.
Okay. No, nobody's better than ours. That's
right.
What I mean. Okay,
yeah.
I get it now. Let's go, what do you say, to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. Please don't ever forget who makes that possible. Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other, same great proprietor, east of everything else in Chesterfield Valley. Closed most every Monday, in fact, almost all Mondays, maybe a couple of exceptions. You need to know that. You also need to know that gift cards are a great idea, because who doesn't want a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse? And now, Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it in.
All right, Dan. Here's your pop quiz question today. See if you can ferret it out. Are you ready?
Ready.
Oh, first of all, how about them Cubbies, Holly?
How about I'm the only one in this room that predicted that win? How about that?
There you go. Great game.
Fantastic game.
Great game. Pop quiz question, name the name of the hottie who at one point in her life went to dentistry school to become a dentist. Scarlett Johansson, Tina Fey, Sofia Vergara, Courtney Cox.
No.
I got another great 2 days in a row, Don't You Know Who I Am.
Right.
Tyga, who dated one of the Kardashians, went to a high-end restaurant demanding immediate seating when told it was impossible. Here it came. Don't you know who I am? Followed by a louder, almost screaming, I'm Tyga! I'm Tyga! The Maynard D laughed out loud and said, what does that mean?
No, I don't think 1% of people know who that is.
What does that mean? Are you drunk? Tyga stormed off immediately. The Maynard D was still laughing. I went back and forth from the game to the Country Music Awards. You know, the CMAs are the best award show every year, year in and year out. Best produced, best talent, best singing, best writing. It's just really good. Garth Brooks had a big night, so did Carrie Underwood. Mm-hmm. And Randy Travis, who's had a stroke, was given a Lifetime Achievement Award, and it was very touching.
Was he there?
He was there.
Did he get up at all?
He got up, and when they gave him the award, he said one word. You ready?
Okay.
Amen. Bye.
Oh.
Very good show.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Movie bad news, Ronnie Howard's last movies, Inferno, the Beatles documentary, which was fabulous, Heart of the Sea, which was a great book and not a good movie, Steve Jobs and several other films haven't been really horrible movies, but they have flopped at the box office, something terrible. Ronnie Howard, hoping not doing as good as he used to.
He needs to use his brother more, Clint Howard.
Yeah,
that's probably
why
they're
problem.
Not doing so well.
He needs more FaceTime during the movie, and I'm telling you, box office numbers will go up.
That's
people
it.
Love Clint Howard.
That's oh, yeah. right.
It's a good look.
Yes,
it's a
it is.
Good look. Odds and ends. Next summer, Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin and their kids, Moses and Apple, will do several charity concerts for children's education. All four play and sing. Justin Bieber walked off stage because he was getting booed. Now we get word that most of his concert ticket sales are dropping drastically. Well, now he has a reason to boo. Now he has a reason to actually be upset.
Doesn't he realize his time is up? I mean,
I
come on.
Think so.
Yeah, his fame, it's over.
Today on the Dr. Oz TV show, Bobby Brown will appear and ask that a formal murder investigation be opened against Nick Gordon, Bobby and Whitney's daughter. Boyfriend, Bobby says that he has new information. We'll see. Taylor Swift has hired a whole new slew of security because of intelligence reports saying that there's a whole new slew of nuts out there stalking her, also stalking her home or in your email. That'd be terrible, people stalking you.
Well, we'll never know.
You're right.
Yeah.
Write it down. Guarantee if Hillary Clinton is president, one of her first moves will be to fire FBI Director James Comey. However,
in life, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
If Trump wins, his first move will be to reappoint Comey as FBI Director.
No comment.
Probably, I think that's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, two movie reviews.
Ooh.
One 3.5 stars, the other 4 stars.
All right. Ooh. One of them has to be the accountant.
No, it's been out 3 weeks.
Oh.
Hello, Planet Earth calling Franco Penn.
Hey, I've been to the movie for a while.
Okay. And finally.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Name the name of the hottie who at one point in her life went to dentistry school to become a dentist, Scarlett Johansson, Tina Fey. Sophia Vergara or Courtney Cox?
Courtney Cox.
Vergara.
I'll tell you who I'd like to see leaning down in front of me is that Sophia Vergara. So my in my fantasy, she's the dentist. I'll go with her.
Probably wouldn't care where her fingers had been prior to working on you. Them in your mouth.
Oh, you sound like Catherine Hepburn. Your voice is shit.
My.
Yeah. Where your fingers had been.
I don't think that's very funny at all. Sophia Vergara.
Yeah.
There we go. Also known as Catherine Hepburn.
That's right, kids. He's an adult.
And
he's a grown man and a professional broadcaster. This is what it's come to. The guy is on 60 stations with that juvenile behavior, which is the only kind we appreciate. That was Mike Evans from Southern California, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market, east of all the other stuff. Closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions a year, and gift cards are always a good idea. I got an email. It's not even an email. It's like a sentence or two. It was sent to me. This was actually sent to the folks at Thompson Price. It's very brief. It says, the final touches were done today. We love, uppercase, love, our new bathroom, as do my friends who have come by to see it. All uppercase, thank you, uppercase, to the many people on the project who saw to every detail we wanted. That's from Susan and Paul Watkins, the proud new owners of a completely remodeled bathroom. And I'll bet you that in 80% of houses, the part of the house that's either hated the most or loved the most is a kitchen or bathroom, if one of them is either spectacular or just an embarrassment because it's so out of date. It changes the whole house. It motivates you to paint another room because when you walk out of your spectacular kitchen or bathroom into the next room, okay, maybe it could use a coat of paint. What you need to make sure you do, though, is one, decide, do you want a complete remodel? Do you want a top to bottom, wall to wall, to the studs, completely renovated kitchen, or do you just want to touch up some stuff and you're looking to spend $5,000 and paint some cabinets, then this is not, Thompson Price is not the company we're talking about. These are people that will transform your kitchen or bathroom into something you never would have thought possible. And it certainly doesn't exist at any new home that's out there, because that home wasn't built to meet the specifications and the needs of your kitchen or bathroom. They didn't talk to you. This will be the kitchen or bathroom that no other home has, because it was built just for you. And to do that means there's a process you have to go through with the folks at Thompson Price. It'll seem like sometimes like, wow, do we really need all this information? Yes. Yes. That's what makes their kitchens the perfect kitchen when they're remodeled for the buyer or the bathroom, because they were specifically done with all these questions answered and all these issues addressed. Thompson Price, make sure at least one of the companies you're talking to, if you're going to remodel your kitchen or bath, has the word Price in it, the name Price in it. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home, thompsonprice.com. All right, I'm glad you were able to join us. Thank you very much for that. Have a great time tomorrow with Paul. Thank a cop every chance you get. Have a great Thursday evening.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, yeah.